Hello, it's Friday, April 14th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. We're very, very pleased to bring this show to you today, and also the article that we ran on the Wing TV homepage. It's entitled, "The Alternative Media Speaks Out, Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones Censorship." And what we did is, after running an article last Monday, that was April 10th, called "Rentz and Alex Jones Caught Red-Handed," what happened was that we received an overwhelming response from the people that listen and watch Wing TV and read our articles.
Now, if you watch the April 10th show, you know that we asked a question. We asked, does anybody out there give a damn about anything?
Right. And the best news we got was that not only do you care, but people in the alternative media also care. So what we did was to coincide with the release of this article, we also started contacting various members of the alternative media, different authors, radio show hosts, columnists, people that ran websites, and we put a link to this article, the one called "Rentz and Alex Jones Caught Red-Handed," and we said, we're going to run an article on Friday. We would like to have your input or your comments on this article.
And we let them know right off the bat these were going to be public comments. And we are very pleased and happy with the responses that we got, the overwhelming number of responses that we got.
Right. So, to read this article, simply go to the wingtv.net homepage. You'll see it right there. And what we're going to do today is give you an overview of what these various members of the alternative media said. In all, we received 17 responses, basically from almost everybody that we contacted, that we were interested in, we got a response from. There's also included 5 comments from Wing TV viewers or Wing TV listeners. And then at the end of the article, we have 3 addendums, like a postscript, where we give just various little stories that make the whole article complete. Now, also in the sake of fairness, Lisa, did we request input from the subject of this article, the subjects, Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones?
Absolutely. We tried to contact Jeff Rentz via email on more than one occasion, and we have received no response from Jeff Rentz. Also, we called Alex Jones directly.
I believe it was on
April 12th.
Yep, April 12th.
And Alex Jones repeatedly hung up on Victor after Victor identified himself over and over, at least 5 times.
Yeah, here's what happened. I've spoken to Alex a couple times on the phone, have his direct line. So I called his number. He picks up. "Hello, it's Alex Jones." I said, "Alex, this is Victor Thorne from Wing TV." About 2 seconds passed.
Yeah, there's a pause.
This little uncomfortable pause, and then click. He hangs up the phone. So I immediately hit redial, and I hear the phone picked up, hung up. I hit redial again. The phone picks up, hangs up again. So I said, so we're playing this little game. So I did this a couple more times. And what Alex was doing was just picking up the phone, hanging it up, picking it up, hanging it up. And what it reminded me of was back, you remember, Lisa, when we were like in 8th grade?
Yeah.
And the little 8th grade girls would pick up the phone and hang up, pick up the phone and hang up. That's what Alex was doing. Like,
I think
the little
8th grade boys do that stuff, too.
Then Alex is back in this 8th grade level where instead of answering, and all I was going to say to him was, "Alex, we ran this article on Monday. We plan to do a follow-up on Friday. We would like your input on this article."
Yeah.
"We would like your side of the story.
We'd like to hear your explanation for this censorship and get you to weigh in on this matter, and perhaps it would answer a lot of questions." Not a peep.
Right. So not a word from Jeff Rentz, not a word from Alex Jones, even though we did contact them and we wanted their side of the story. So before we get started, we want to first thank all of those people that did step up to the plate.
Yep.
And not only did it take courage and balls, but some of the responses are going to rub people the wrong way.
You know what? I don't think anything like this has ever been done before.
Right. Oh, I don't either.
So this is a first, I believe.
Yeah, very, very monumental. And when I say that some of their comments are going to rub people the wrong way, as Lisa says, where is it written that all of us have to walk in lockstep with
each
other?
Right, you're going to see the unmistakable, unique styles of all these different individuals, and we congratulate them for the things they are doing and for being different and not all being cookie cutter, you know, cutouts of one another.
Right, and I mean, isn't that the idea of a free press anyways, to get all these wide perspectives into a public forum? And so even though they disagree in certain instances, I think the one message that comes shining through is that it's totally unacceptable to censor another writer's work without their knowledge and consent after it has already been published. And that's precisely what Alex Jones and Jeff Renz do on a continual basis. And by doing so, what they have become is mirror images of Big Brother. And when you read this article, you'll see this sentiment
shining through. Let me add to that, too, that at the time that the censorship took place, Doug Herman had submitted to Jeff Renz an article on censorship, which is now running on the Renz website.
I mean, the hypocrisy is it's just like spit in people's face. So, Lisa, let's get started here, and we'll go through, we'll give an overview of what each of these different individuals in the alternative media had to say. First?
Okay, one of the first people who weighed in on this issue was Michael Collins Piper. We have great respect for Michael Collins Piper. He's the author of Final Judgment.
Many other books.
He's the host of the Piper Report on Republic Broadcast Network. And he said this. He says, this kind of censorship is all the more suspicious because it's selective and very particular. And he compared it to a Washington Post article about Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing, in which the Washington Post, in a reprint of the article, deleted a single sentence referring to the ADL and their connection with Timothy McVeigh. And he says that when somebody goes to the trouble of censoring and deleting even a single sentence, you know, that raises a red flag for him, and he has to ask why. Why are they doing that? And so, and we do thank him for all of the praise that he extended toward us. We really appreciate it, and the feeling is very, very mutual.
Right.
We have a lot of respect for him.
And everybody that isn't tuning into his show at 7 o'clock Eastern on RBN.
Boy, are you missing something.
You're missing something. It's as good as it gets out there. Now, the next person that responded was Frank Whalen, who we think the world of. He's the host of Frankly Speaking Radio on RBN. And he starts off by saying that he was dismayed and saddened by our piece because he said it's a shining and blatant example of a very pervasive problem in the alternative media, and that is censorship. And he says, credibility is easy to have in the mainstream media. Now, in the mainstream, because all you have to do is sell out.
Uh-huh.
Sell your soul. And he says, put the truth last, and fame and fortune will come to you. And when we look at people like Mike Gallagher and Michael Savage and all these other people in the alternative or in the mainstream media, you see what they get for selling out. And what he also says, though, is in alternative media, we should be playing by a different set of rules. We should set the bar higher. And he also confronts an issue that many people bring towards us. They say, why can't we all just get along? And he says, well, it's because we're not all on the same team.
Right.
And we don't all have the same goals. He says, obviously, there are people that are bending the rules, that are cheating, and they have different goals. They don't believe.
In other words, people playing for the other side.
Right. They don't believe in a free press, free of censorship. And it goes back then to integrity. And Frank says that he doesn't need validated by society. He doesn't need to sensationalize things and so forth, or condescend towards them. And what he's doing is saying that we, the people that are telling the truth, have a different approach. We're playing by the rules. We're setting the bar higher. And he concludes by saying that our press should be free from censorship, and it should be made available to people at absolutely no charge. And you know what's funniest, Lisa, is the people that are censoring these articles, mostly Jeff Renz and Alex Jones, are the people that are charging also to get everybody's money to tune into their site.
Uh-huh.
You have to pay to get Prison Planet TV. You have to pay to listen to Jeff Renz and a GCN. You have to pay for their archives.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much to Frank Whalen.
Right. The next person that weighed in was Bill Brombaugh. He was our guest yesterday. He's also the host of Proactive News. And he was discussing with us how he deals with articles and works that he doesn't necessarily agree with. He says that he'll post the completed work, but then he also adds or inserts his own commentary afterward, which is also an alternative, right, which I guess Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz would rather not do. He says another way to deal with it is also to, you know, if you're going to censor, then let people know right away,
right,
in the work that you have censored passages and link to them so that they can access the original material.
I mean, it's cowardly to censor in the first place, but if you're going to do so, at least put a link to it or some kind of disclaimer.
He says that to selectively eliminate commentary from relevant entities is beyond questionable, and we couldn't agree more with that.
Right. Again, thank you to Bill Broombaugh. He's a monthly guest on Wing TV just because he's so up on things. The next response came from Mr. Vinny Sammartino. It was short and sweet, but he said it's horrible what Jones and Rentz are doing. And he says they both warn people about America becoming like Nazi Germany, and then they contribute to the exact same thing as going to make that happen.
Right.
Thank you, Vinny. It's very succinct, but very, very true.
The next ones to weigh in were Sam and Trish Britton from the InformationCorner.com. They host a show there. They said that they've listened to many of Alex Jones' broadcasts in the past, and they believe now he's sunk to the level of the mainstream media, that he's in the same category. And they say that it seems that he's afraid of something being revealed. They call him a hypocrite, and they're just sick of this stuff, too. They want to remind Alex Jones that it's not his road, that we're all on this road, and that Alex wouldn't even be on the road if it weren't for his listeners.
Right, and everybody out there remember
none
that.
None of us would.
Right, when Alex Jones says it, this is my road, get off my road, it's you people out there that are the ones that made him what he is. And if this guy is becoming like the mainstream media, if he's selling out, if he's censoring, you put him on a pedestal, you can knock him right the hell back off of it. And you remember that, because you have the power in your hands, and you're free to do this. Next, we have Michael Langston, who is an internet author. The latest article he wrote was Psychiatric Madness. And he headlined his article by saying, let Jones and Rentz challenge Wing TV on the facts. What he's saying about this censorship is it's nothing new. This is a continuing pattern. And that they've censored content from other people's articles before. This isn't anything new. And what it boils down to is it's the classic definition of what censorship is. This is what we should be avoiding. Michael himself spoke out about this last year when 9/11 on Trial came out.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Alex Jones comes on a radio show and praises the book. Then, when people call into his show and ask him why, he's not giving any coverage
to even ask him about it.
Then he starts slamming it and saying that he only talks about important issues and so forth.
It's kind of schizo.
Yeah. And then, of course, he went even further and said that we're COINTELPRO. And Michael says that he's visited us numerous times now, been with us at protests, and he says he'd stake his life on us being who we say we are, and we thank him for that. And he goes on and on, and finally he brings up Charlie Sheen. And when Charlie Sheen was on Alex Jones's show the second time, he said that he's been getting a lot of criticism, not on the facts, but that people are attacking him personally. And so he said, that's the same thing now that Rentz and Jones do to us. They don't argue about the facts with us. They'll make up these phony claims that we're COINTELPRO, we're government agents and so forth. So Michael Langston basically says, put up or shut up. He says, why don't you guys debate Victor and Lisa? Why don't you challenge them directly? And we're all for it. We'll say unequivocally right now, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, anytime you want to debate, anytime you want to butt heads, we're here. Anytime, any place.
Absolutely. Next in the lineup, Don Harkins and Ingrid Cassell, editors of the Idaho Observer. These two addressed my 17 points and questions, which Doug Herman referred to in his article, that, of course, Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones censored, saying that they're important points that many other 9/11 truth activists have also raised. They said that they'd be very interested in the follow-up to the removal of the references to what we posted and which Herman cited in the article that was censored by Jones and Rentz. And they said that they do agree that general protocol in altering an already posted article would be to consult with the author before doing so and give a clear reason why the article was being censored, which, of course, was not done in the case of Jones and Rentz.
Right. As we pointed out on Monday, they censored this article without the author's knowledge. They did it without his permission or consent, and they did it after it was already published. And what they also brought up, Lisa, Don, and Ingrid, was they said, well, maybe it was their webmasters that altered the articles. Well, we highly, highly doubt that. But since Jones and Rentz won't stand up and take responsibility for their actions, nobody can. These questions linger. So again,
and I think that's really being charitable, giving them the benefit of the doubt that Alex Jones is going to leave it to other people to decide what content is removed or not from his website. Same with Rentz. These are two different websites.
Right. And Lisa, years ago when Alex first censored articles that related to you, didn't you contact his webmaster and didn't they tell you that everything on Alex Jones
that's
is
right.
like has to go through him?
Paul Watson told me that. That's right.
Yeah.
He has the final say on the content of his website.
Alex Jones
does.
Yeah.
So there we have it.
Right. The next respondent was Kurt Nimmo. He runs a website called Another Day in the Empire. And he took a little bit of a different slant here. He said, all right, Jones and Rentz are censoring articles. But he said what he's more concerned with is death threats that he's getting and how people are slandering him on the Internet. So he says that death threats concern him more than censorship. Well, you know, as we said a couple of days ago, yeah, maybe people are hassling him, you know, trying to be a thorn in his side, needling him because of what he writes. But as we also
said, what do you
said,
expect, Kurt?
Yeah.
I mean, we all get the same thing.
Right. And also, as we've said numerous times, Kurt, if they want to kill you, they're not going to make death threats. They're going to kill you. But he concludes by saying that, you know, he's more worried about being assassinated.
Well, if you're that worried, you might want to call the law.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and he's more worried about being assassinated than Alex Jones censoring a sentence
get
or two or three.
Guard.
You know?
Yeah.
And he concludes by saying, I'm not worried about an excised sentence shoving a gun in my face. Hey, Kurt, maybe you ought to gear down on the paranoia a little bit.
And also, you see, the first thing he says is they don't censor his writing. So I guess if it's not happening to Kurt Nimmo, it's not important.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the next person. Where am I? I lost my place here. Visigoth. He is the host of From the Grassy Knoll. And he says that Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones have a habit of waving their wands to make opposing views disappear or unpalatable information become erased.
Well, how many people out there, let's pause a moment, Lisa, how many people out there want information to just disappear down George Orwell's memory hole?
Well, it's like what we said about Kyle Hence. What makes him, or Alex Jones, or Jeff Rentz, the determinant? Why do we need these filters for information? Don't we have that type of filter already in place with the mainstream media and the government?
Right. What did Kyle Hence say after our show one day? The American people aren't ready to
know the truth.
Yeah. This is the same thing
that
Jones and Rentz are doing. They're saying that they have such little respect for you that you don't need to know the truth or you're not ready to handle the truth because they can censor it out before you read it.
Right. Visigoth also says that Rentz and Jones both have an agenda. Now, I'll add to that, everybody has an agenda. Our agenda here is to tell the truth and expose the lies.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not everybody has that same agenda. And Visigoth says, whatever doesn't serve Rentz and Jones' agenda gets jettisoned. So in that sense, they're not any better than the mainstream media or the fake alternative news. He also says they both want to sell a lot of stuff and make a very good living. Not a good living, a very good living. And as is the case when it comes to money, freedom of speech and truth always, not sometimes, suffer.
Right. And he also had a cool line in there that Viz has told me this before, that there was a banquet one time, and Rush Limbaugh actually rose and gave a thank you, and this is an exact word now, to his good friend, Jeff Rentz. This was at a cigar aficionado gala event. Repeat, Rush Limbaugh said he would like to thank his good friend, Jeff Rentz. How many of you listening to the show today are good friends with Rush Limbaugh? We certainly are. And I'll ask another question. how many of you trust people that are good friends with Rush Limbaugh? Jeff Rentz was referred to by Rush Limbaugh as his good friend. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, one of the last things Viz said is, you also have the right to gatekeep. That is, just click that switch and make them go away.
Yeah, Viz said that the last couple years he hasn't listened to Rentz, and he hasn't listened to Alex Jones, and he says, guess what?
He's a healthy survivor.
He's still surviving, he's still doing fine. The next individual was Patriot Jim Kushewa, who received the 2005 Wing TV Award for Activist of the Year. He was short and sweet. He says, censorship cannot be tolerated in any way, shape, or form. And he said, it's our duty to fight to preserve freedom of the speech. Freedom of speech, no exceptions.
The next person that weighed in was Erskine. He's the host of Erskine Overnight on the GCN network, the same network of Alex Jones. Erskine likes all of us. He respects all of us, he says, and he didn't want to be drawn into this kind of debate. But what he did say is, I've always felt it proper to give authors credit for their work and not change without their permission their writings. He said he can't speak for others or their motivations. He encouraged us to ask Alex and Jeff Rentz directly, which we did, and of course we got no response. And we appreciate Erskine weighing in on this, because considering the inherent risk in him doing so, because he's on GCN, it says a lot about his character.
And we keep bringing up, and it seems like other people in the alternative media, they keep saying, we would like to get some answers from Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones. So we'll ask you out there listening today, drop Jeff Rentz an email, jr@rentz.com. Go to Alex Jones's various sites, hit his email button, send him a line.
Right.
Say, Alex, why are you censoring material?
At
some point, Lisa, don't you think these two should be men and stand up and speak for their actions?
Their actions show that they're afraid to confront the people who they don't mind taking money from.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, they don't have any money, or they don't have any problem taking your money. But they sure have a lot of problem answering for their
actions. Reminds me of Amy Goodman.
yeah, good point. The next was Peter Schenck. He's the host of The Peter Principle. He said, what more can I say? It's the same thing coming from the usual suspects. And he says, why support people or organizations that are doing these kind of things, that are engaging in this kind of censorship? And he said, these are the ones, Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, and so forth, GCN, they're co-conspirators with the globalists, the Zionists, the Illuminati, the Luciferians. And he said, this is basically censorship by people who are carnival barkers meeting Joseph Goebbels. What a fine way to put it,
huh? He did share concerns about RBN2. We do share similar concerns, but I'll tell you what. We really have respect for Michael Collins Piper and Frank Whalen, and we think they're doing an excellent job.
Well, and John Stadtmiller for putting them on. Mm-hmm. We have to give him credit for that.
Yeah, we do give him credit for that.
You know, and like we said, some of these comments are going to rub people the wrong way,
right.
But we all can't agree on everything.
And we didn't censor these people.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're getting to read what they said, not what we think you should read.
Right. The next person who weighed in was Bill Adams. He has a website called the Alaska Intel Report, and he said that it raises his hackles that there are so many wolves in sheep's clothing in the Patriot movement that pretend to be one thing and then act like another. And he says they lay traps among those searching for the truth. They manipulate and lie and twist the facts. And they bleed off energy, talent, and money from honest patriots for their own personal ends. He says there's a special place in hell for these kinds of people. And we agree. He went really in depth.
Yeah.
So read his comments as well.
And we agree. When it comes to the Patriot movement, the alternative media, the worst sin I can think of, the worst, is blatant overt censorship. And that's what Jones and Rentz are doing. All right, next is Kelly McGinley. She's the host of the Berrien Chronicles. And these comments came from a show that we did, was it Thursday, Lisa?
I think so.
Yeah. We were on for half an hour discussing this.
Maybe it was Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday, discussing this topic. Yeah, it was Wednesday. And actually, she brought up a point that Alex Jones ran an article by a woman named Alexandra Robbins. Now, she's a woman that wrote this quote-unquote expose on Skull and Bones. In reality, the book was There was no expose in it whatsoever.
Right.
She's a bone sister, basically.
Right. Alexandra Robbins is a member of Skrull and Key, which is like a sister sorority at Yale.
Yeah.
To Skull and Bones.
So if they're going to have somebody write this big expose, who did the Skull and Bonesmen pick to do it? One of their own. And the book was awful. I read it, and it was horrendous. But what Kelly McGinley said was, she said, I'll bet when Alex Jones posted this article by Alexandra Robbins, the sister of the Bonesmen, she said, I'll bet he didn't censor a word from her article, yet he goes in to this article by Doug Herman and censors out information about patriots that are telling the truth about 9/11. So he doesn't censor the Bonesmen, but he censors the patriots.
Right.
How funny, huh? Now, next in line was Mr. Mark Glenn. He's the author of No Beauty and the Beast. He's been on Wing TV many times. And he's saying, basically, that what is this to these people? Is it a game? Is it nothing more than a game where they're just going through? And then he references Jeff Rentz and how there's all this Bigfoot and all this other foolish stuff on there. And he says, one thing we can't forget is that the greatest anti-Zionist freedom fighter there ever was Jesus. And he warned people, he says, they will come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents. So he said, even though these guys parade around as if they're super patriots, he says, they're really nothing more than wolves in sheep's clothing. And he always has a way of just summing things up, doesn't he?
Right. Next to Wayne was Rick Biaseta. He's the host of a radio program on Chicago's hometown station. You can find out all the information on that on his website, angrywhitemail.com.
Mm-hmm.
He also writes for thefederalobserver.com. And he said he's long been of the opinion that political correctness and censorship have no place in a free society. And he says, you ask any good communist and they'll tell you the end justifies the means. He says the alternative media was set up to expose all of the fakers and four-flushers in the mainstream media, and we have to remain vigilant of what we read and who's infiltrating our alternative media. We couldn't agree more with that.
Right. Last but not least is John Kaminsky. You can find his website at johnkaminsky.com, author of I think, four books right now. And his piece is so good, so in-depth, that I just suggest you go to it. But one quick story is that when we first mentioned this to John Kaminsky a week or so ago, he said that Jeff Rentz also has censored his articles in the past,
right,
where there'll be certain words or phrases, whatever, and he'll go in there and change them to lessen the impact to protect the Jewish interest, the Jewish lobby. A good example is that John Kaminsky used the word Jewish, that this was something that the fault lied with the Jews. What Kaminsky went, or Jeff Rentz went in without Kaminsky's permission and changed it to Zionists. So he softened it up to deflect attention really away from Judaism, the Israeli lobby, and so forth like that. And again, this is blatant, blatant censorship.
He brings up a good point, too, in here about the Jewish writers. Where he
says the first
thing, the common thing about them, and the first thing they do is defend the Jews.
Yeah, yeah.
In their writings.
I forgot about that. And he also, Kaminsky says, go to Rentz's site now, and he says almost every one of his weekly or regular columnists, almost every one of them now is Jewish. What does that say? We'll let you decide for yourselves. Now, we also included five other viewer comments. We don't have time. We only picked five because just due to space. But we'd like to thank Wes, Keith, also
Justin Stark.
Justin Stark.
Whose comment was in our original article.
Right. Also Frank, Michael, and Phil. Their articles were, or their comments were also included at the end of this article. You can read them. And finally, to conclude the article, we added a postscript, which is basically just three different stories that made the article complete. The first one, we received some commentary from an individual that had us howling with laughter. The only thing was that it was sent off the record, and we respect this individual that sent it. The person is a very prominent person in the Patriot movement. So what we're doing is we ran just one passage from this piece. We did it anonymously. We're not going to disclose the source of it. But it was so good that we had to include it. Lisa, why don't you tell everybody what this individual said?
He said, Alex Jones is a garbage man. No question about it. Get the visual on that one.
Yeah, not only is it a great sense of humor, but picture that. Alex Jones, the censor, being a garbage man. Now, the second thing, the second story we included was that we wanted a comment from Mike Rivero.
Right. He runs the website whatreallyhappened.com. And I sent him an email. I sent him the same email I sent everybody else we contacted, and said the comments would be made public. And so first he said he didn't want to weigh in on it at all. And I said, you have no position on blatant censorship. So then he said, well, I'll take a closer look at it. Well, he ended up basically having no real right. response, except he wanted to know why. Why, Lisa? And I said, well, you're asking the wrong person, because I don't know why. Why don't you ask Alex and Jeff? They refuse to respond to our inquiries.
Right. Now, what makes us more suspicious is that Mike Rivero, more than any other person in the 9/11 truth movement, pushes the angle that Flight 77 actually hit the Pentagon.
Right.
Do you hear that? He says Flight 77 hit the Pentagon.
And we asked him that question specifically when he appeared on our show a
right.
while back.
Yeah, we went back to our archives, February 13, 2005, and I asked him point blank. I said, yes or no, Mike, do you think Flight 77 hit the Pentagon? He had a one-word response, yes. So what he's doing is pushing and promoting the government's theory, not the truth-teller theory. He's pushing blatant disinformation.
Right. And there really wasn't any wiggle room in the article that we wrote because we sourced it so well. So Mike Rivero wasn't disputing that the censorship occurred. He said, okay, I read through the article and got that for some reason Renson Jones deleted comments from a specific writer. So he's not refuting that at all. He just wants to know why, as do we all.
Right. Last but not least, the most bizarre response we got was from someone
that
said, after reading this article, they referred to Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones as the victims.
Yeah.
The victims. Now, here's the exact verbatim quote. I hope that you have tried to solicit a response from your victims. So, in response, we said, and this is our response exactly, you're calling the people who censored the article, that's Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones, victims? Does that mean Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer were victims too? Hell, if wrongdoers are now victims, maybe Dick Cheney should be a victim too. What kind of backward logic is that?
Well, that makes the perpetrator of the crime or the wrong action the victim.
Yeah.
Is that completely bizarro?
Well, that's what happens in mainstream media. They try to make the victims.
It's a gray area again.
Yeah. And what we have here is this New World Order inspired Orwellian doublespeak, and it's very Clinton-esque, where there's no line in the sand, there's no right and no wrong, there's just this gray area that we talked about the other day.
This is the typical kind of crap that we get, response we get, where this person didn't address the actual censorship, which we asked him to comment on. He starts making it about where we're hitting on someone, we're attacking somebody.
Yeah, and what it boils down to is what you have to pay attention to there is now, who is serving as an enabler? Who's protecting these censorship culprits? And
they're apologists.
Yes, and the apologists, what we see them as now, right now, is a cancer, a malignant cancer, and we unequivocally don't want anything to do with them any longer. So, to close out here, we tried numerous times to solicit a response from Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz, and what we're asking them now is, when are they going to stand up like men, and when are they going to start taking responsibility for their actions?
And why are they afraid to have an open dialogue with us? You don't have to
or
be afraid
with anybody.
Of us. You don't have to be afraid of us, and you don't have to be afraid of your listeners and your readers, Alex and Jeff. You know, you should be man enough and adult enough to have an open and free debate and discussion with anybody.
Exactly. So we want to thank all of the courageous authors, the radio show hosts, the columnists, the website owners, who have now stood up And they've spoken out on this issue. As Lisa said, this has never been done before on this scale. We got a dozen and a half different members of the alternative media saying, we're not going to take this anymore.
Right.
We're not going to accept censorship. We're not going to let roll over and play dead.
And you may not agree with everything they have to say or everything we have to say, but that's okay. We don't all have to agree on every single thing. But on this one issue of censorship, I'm glad to see there's a commonality. There's a common thread running through all of these responses.
Yeah.
And
these
people, we applaud them.
Yeah, these people today that we mentioned that submitted their ideas on us, they're the true leaders, and they're the future of the alternative media and the Patriot Movement. It's those people that you should be lending your support to, not the overt, unapologetic censors.
Right.
Like Alex Jones and Jeff Rice.
Either we hold the bar higher and we set a higher standard for ourselves, or we have no standard and we mirror the mainstream media. And folks, we can't afford to do that.
Right.
We just can't afford to do that. The stakes are way too high.
On Monday we asked, does anything matter anymore to people in the alternative media, in the Patriot Movement? We've now found out that yes, it does. And we want to thank everybody out there.
Right.
Hold their feet to the fire. If you don't like what they're doing, if you stand in 100% direct opposition to censorship, turn them off. Don't listen to them anymore. Don't give them your money. Don't subscribe to their websites. Basically, do away with them. Because
we need to remain ever vigilant. We need to conduct ourselves with due diligence. And we want you to know, based upon these responses we received, we really believe there is room for hope.
That's
we
right.
We have hope, and we're not giving up, and we don't want you to give up either.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Have a good Easter, a nice weekend. We'll be back on Wing TV on Monday. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all on Monday. Bye.